Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Who was madder, you or Billy? Now, it seems to me, here's my take from where I sat. You were mad early on, and then he got mad late.
I think it's just when things don't go so well, you know, we're both very emotional people, and when things don't go well, you know, everyone gets frustrated, and you know, there's different ways that we express our frustration, and when I, you know, make a play like that at the end of the game, it's not what he expects or any player or coach expects, and you know, that's just part of the game. So, you know, he and I have a great relationship, and I'm actually, you know, I love that, you know, he feels that he can, you know, coach me. And I think that's something as a veteran player, you know, maybe don't get a lot from coaches, you know, because you're a veteran, you don't think, oh man, I can't be yelled at. But yeah, you can, and you should. And, you know, we're all held accountable, and you know, I'm glad our defense really made the play to win the game at the end. Because I'd have been feeling pretty crappy if we had, you know, somehow not pulled that game out with, you know, that interception there at the end.
You said during the post game that you left some points out there on the field, and I think you really did. Might part of that frustration that got you revved up even before the interception was thrown, I mean, you missed Welker, or he dropped the ball, whatever you want to call it, on a touchdown. Hernandez dropped one, and Gronk dropped one. I mean, there's 21 points right there.
Well, I mean, we had a lot of opportunities in the red area, and when you play on the road, you know, against you know, a team where, look, we had some opportunities and we just didn't take advantage of them. So, it's pretty uncharacteristic for all those plays, you know, just not being able to connect like we did. But that's part of why we practice, and we're going to go out there and try to do it better this week. I mean, there's only one way to try to get it done, and that's to go out there and on the practice field and work at it and try to be better.
What on the pick, was it the right decision to go to Underwood and just not right execution, or did you see something else after you looked at the film that somewhere else you should have gone with the ball, such as to Gronkowski?
Well, Gronk had a couple guys on him.
Doesn't matter.
That's where I should have thrown that. Should have thrown a Gronk.
I'm guessing you said initially, you know, in the heat of the moment, that Underwood could have gone after it hotter, or maybe shouldn't have let the DB undercut him, and maybe you got to have a different view after get to calm down and see it on video.
Well, I haven't, you know, to tell you the truth, I haven't seen it yet. You know, we got in pretty late last night, so you know, I know. It's one of those plays where, as a quarterback, look, I'm responsible for taking care of the football, and when you're the quarterback, you hold the ball in every play, and really the fate of the whole team rests in your hands, and you got to be able to make great decisions with the ball. And if you don't, you know, your team's gonna struggle. And you know, I really take that responsibility very seriously. And when I make bad plays, I make bad plays. And there's nothing that anybody could do about those except me. So, you know, believe me, I felt awful after the game. You know, to be able to put our team in that position, certainly hope I don't do that again.
What if no one broke it up and you guys actually fought? Who would have won? You or Billy?
You know, Billy and I have a great relationship. So there's, you know, I think it's just venting on both of our parts, and I do that a lot too. I mean, I get on guys all the time, and you know, it's a way to try to get guys to respond. And you know, our team needs a lot of fire, and we need a lot of emotion. That's the way you play the game.
Tom, your thoughts on the offense needing to score 30-something every week to have a very good chance to win? Because if you look at the last five games, you've scored 30 points or more in each of those five and won them all. The two previous games, you scored in the 20 and lost to both Pittsburgh and the Giants. There's a lot riding on this offense.
Well, I think there's certainly, you know, I wish yesterday we scored in the mid-40s. Mm. That's what I really wish we did. We had opportunities to do it, and the only people that really, you know, have stopped us are ourselves and our mistakes and the things that we're really not playing up to our level of expectation. So it's something that, you know, we talk about every week, and something that we've just got to do a better job at, because, you know, we sit here at 10-3, and yeah, we're in a good position, but, you know, we've got to really start playing our best brand of football. And Rob, the way that he's playing, and Aaron and Wes and Dion, and then, getting Ty involved and Chad, who made some plays in the running game, all those things, you know, coordinate to a very strong offense. And you know, like I said, we do it really well at spurts. We've just got to try to find ways to do it over the course of the entire game. This would be actually a great week to do it against Denver.
Tom, there was a weird sort of series in the middle of the second period that led to Gostkowski's 23-yard field goal to tie the score at 17, where there seemed to be a miscommunication and a miss with Welker, a miscommunication and a miss with Branch, and then, without question, probably the worst pass you've ever thrown in your life over over Woodhead's head. Can you talk about those three passes and what was going on there?
The first one was to Wes. Yeah, it's one of those situations where he was thinking one thing and I was thinking another.
Mm-hmm.
And then the same thing with Dion. And then with Danny, I just made a bad throw. There's no two ways about it. I got to make a good throw on that, and I didn't.
Well, we on the replay, it was really bizarre. Deardorff was pointing out where your hand was on the ball, and you didn't have the laces in your fingers. You had it in your thumb. Does that happen often? We don't focus on that much, but it looks strange. Do you always, when you throw, do you always have the ball gripped correctly?
Well, I think that's, you know, I knew I didn't have the laces, so it's how you control the ball. So, you know, when you don't get the laces, you know, I was just trying to get the ball out there, and I always do have the laces. I mean, you always hold the ball the same way. So when you don't, you know, I was trying to get it to him quick. I didn't have the laces. I knew I didn't have the laces, so I just didn't have very good control of the ball. So, believe me, it's a frustrating.
Yeah.
One of several frustrating things for me.
Do you know that the whole world watches every move you make? Like, when you're having an argument on the sideline, do you know there are like a million people trying to read your lips?
It's not that hard.
Hopefully my mom wasn't trying to read my lips. I'm sure there's, it's so emotional, and when you get caught up in a game like that, and everyone, you know, the tension's riding high, and there's pressure on every play. You know, that's what happens. And certainly when I don't, you know, when I miss plays and miss throws that really could help us take control of the game, you know, I get very frustrated. And, you know, I think that frustration comes out in different ways. And I certainly, we as a team, I mean, these are the only guys we got. We got our group of guys, and that's who we rely on and depend on. And, you know, those are all the guys that I have a ton of confidence in. So it's all of us being together and winning as a team and, you know, ultimately overcoming some pretty tough situations, which we've done over the course of the year, and hopefully we continue to do.
Tom, what's the clock in your head or the rule in your mind about how late you can wait to slide before you get killed? Because you waited pretty late.
I did. That was not a good play, but I was kind of in between.
Yeah.
I was not really sure, and he was flying at me. You know, London, I think it's like his 14th or 15th year, but he plays like it's his third. So he's a hell of a player. I have played against him so many times over the years, and, I thought it was a really clean play by him, I think we're pretty fortunate we got the call.
Yeah, if it's someone else, you know, if that's Ndamukong Suh or James Harrison, you say he was trying to hurt you. But it's Fletcher who's like helping guys out all game and slapping, shaking hands with opposing players. Was there a lot of yapping going on at that point? Because it felt like the frustration might get the best of the Redskins when you get a call like that going against you.
Well, I wish we'd have been able to take advantage of it. I mean, that was on the 2-minute drive. We had a chance to score there before the end of the half, and we ended up kicking the field goal. So, you know, in the end, I don't think it hurt him that much. You know, I wish we'd have got the ball in the end zone, but we just didn't get it done.
It seems like we're focusing on your bad plays and the overthrows and the miscommunications with Welker and Branch. But on the other side of the coin, it seemed to me, Tom, that you had a real good sense yesterday for the pocket clutter around you and the ability to move just a little bit here and just a little bit there to buy an extra second. Are some days better than others in that regard?
Well, I thought we had great protection all day. I mean, I thought the guys, I mean, you're playing against two very good pass rushers, Arakpo and Kerrigan. And the way that the offensive line protected, It doesn't take much for me to just move a little bit here or there when they're protecting like they did. I mean, they always seem to get their guy. You know, there's very rarely is there ever any missed assignments, and those guys play their tail off. So, you know, we put a lot of pressure on our offensive line with the calls and the different play calls and changes at the line of scrimmage, and the way they handled it yesterday was really exceptional on the road. So, it was. I thought the offensive line played awesome.
Hey, after the big Gronk play in the first half that got you 49 yards, challenged and it stood. Was the next play or first and 10 the Gronk 11-yard touchdown? Was it the same play or was it a different play?
Different play.
Similar though, right?
Yeah, he was running up the seam there, and they had a smaller guy on him, and I threw the ball high to him. He made a hell of a catch. Mm-hmm. So. He's a, with his length and his ability to catch the football away from his body, he creates a lot of mismatches. So, I mean, the play that he made on the catch and run was incredible. I mean, to make that play, get open, first of all, on a smaller guy with his quickness, catch the ball, get up, you know, break tackles, stay in bounds. I mean, it's a phenomenal play, so. He's really been doing it all year. It's nothing that we don't see in practice, or certainly he's set a record for tight ends catching touchdowns in the game. Tells you what kind of year he's having. But that play really sums it up.
Hey, we spent years, as you know, begging the team to get you a tight end. We would ask you every week, why can't you have the kind of relationship with a tight end that Peyton Manning had, or Bledsoe with Coates, and it just never worked out with Daniel Graham or Ben Watson, at least not to this extent. What has Gronkowski done that surprised you, Tom? Would it be what does he bring that surprised? Speed, strength, hands, smarts? I don't know if you use that word in the same sentence with Gronk, but football savvy. What does he do that surprised even you?
Well, I think everything. I think the thing that I've been most impressed about with him is, since the day he got here, he's trended upwards, every day. And he never really makes the same mistake twice. So as a young player, look, you have a lot of good plays and then you have a lot of bad plays, really just because of lack of experience. But then as you make mistakes and you learn from those mistakes, you make improvements and he's never really regressed. So from the first rookie minicamp, there's things that we talked about on certain routes. Rob, on this play, this is what you have to do. Well, he doesn't make the same mistake twice. So he's really, his physical skill obviously puts him in a great position to catch a lot of passes and make a lot of runs. And, physically can overpower guys, but he can outrun guys. And he's got the physical ability. But it's really, I think, his professionalism and his ability to continue to improve and get better. And both he and Aaron really love football. They love the game. And, it's fun to have two young players out there that have had such a huge impact on our team this year.
Tom, I've never had an opportunity to sit down and have a deep philosophical conversation with the Gronk. But it strikes me, and maybe you can confirm or deny this, maybe he wouldn't beat you at Jeopardy, or maybe he wouldn't score high on the Wonderlic test, but there's a football IQ there that's pretty valuable.
Yeah, and Rob is a smart guy.
He is?
He sure is. I mean, he's, like I said, we do a ton of stuff in offense, and I really feel that the most challenging position in our offense is tight end, because you're involved in every pass play, every run blocking scheme. Obviously, pass protection, routes, sometimes linebackers cover you, sometimes DBs cover you. Every formation you need to be a part of. I mean, It's pretty impressive what both those Aaron and Rob can handle in terms of their aptitude.
Mm-hmm.
And you never worry about those guys, trying to figure out what's the play or what do I have to do. I mean, no, you call the play and you have great confidence that they're going to be able to make the plays, which gives me great confidence in getting the ball to them.
What did you say to him when you walked over to him when you were in the behind center and getting ready to take the snap? You walked over and had a conversation with him.
I was just trying to clean up a play.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't sure that we were on the same page, so I was just trying to get it right.
Hey, you set up Kerrigan, or he did, right, on the second touchdown. I mean, Kerrigan has to think that Gronk's pass blocking on that play, correct?
Right.
I mean, is that as easy as it sounds, or does that take a little savvy on the part of the tight end?
A lot of savvy. And it's one of those situations where they're bringing more guys than you can block. So Rob and I, we talked about, look, if we get this look, this is probably what we're going to try to do. And it's a risk-reward play. I mean, it's a risk-reward play for them. You know, they're blitzing with no help, and it's a risk-reward play for us. That if we miss the play, then, you know, we're punting on 3rd and 12 or 3rd and 11 or whatever it was, 3rd and 9. And if we make the play, it could be a touchdown. So, I mean, he got the penalty, and then he made the catch, and then dragged him, and then broke the tackle and ran it for a touchdown. Yeah. So, I mean, it was a phenomenal play by Rob. He's, like I said, it's just the way that he's playing, it's tough for anybody to really match up with him.
Hey, Tom, early last year when Gronk had a little bit of success out of the box as a rookie and a lot of people were anointing him to Canton in the Hall of Fame, you said, just calm down a little bit. He's only gotten one of the three playbooks here. He's got that one down, but there's a lot more depth to the playbooks that he hasn't seen yet. Does he have all three books down now?
Well, yeah, I would say we've definitely, we evolve every year. Mm-hmm. You know, our offense and what we're trying to do and plays and schemes and those type of things. He's extremely comfortable with what we're doing. At this point of the year, everybody's very comfortable with what we're doing. We've been doing it now for we're going on our 18th game, including the preseason. So that's a lot of football. And the college seasons are 12 or 13 games, and we're basically a season and a half there. And we still have some, obviously, three very important games to go. So, everything that you've seen thus far, we've built on and is a part of what we're trying to do. And I'm sure there'll be some new things, but, what you've seen this year is really what you're going
to
get.
All right, time for the quarterback question of the week, brought to you by Auto Trader. Now compare brand new spanking cars and special offers side by side at autotrader.com. Tom, they want to know, does Mile High Denver present a real physical problem or more of a mental challenge?
The years that I played out there, I mean, maybe the first 5 minutes of the game, I think you feel a little bit of the mile high air, but, after that, it's football. So, they're playing very well. Obviously, they've won a bunch of games here. All of us were watching the game last night on the airplane, mm-hmm. Just as we were taking off was when they came back and won the game. So that was it was an exciting game. So, they obviously have a very good team. They play for 60 minutes. They've obviously closed a lot of games and finished very well. So, we got a huge set. We got a huge test, and we'll all be excited and hopefully have a good week of preparation and be ready to go on Sunday.
Hey, I'll end with my stupid question of the interview. Will you spend even a minute in the film room looking at Tebow this week? I know he's the quarterback. Even just out of curiosity?
Well, Coach Belichick, in getting our team ready to play, we have a lot of squad meetings over the course of the week, and he'll go over the entire game plan for the offense, defense, and special teams. So actually, I will get, an opportunity to watch, some Denver offensive highlights. So,
There's like pygmies and the Bushmen and they're going to be watching Tebow highlights. Everybody in the world,
Tebow mania.
You're not the most talked about quarterback this week, Tom. I hate to break it to you.
That's okay. Yeah. No, believe me, there's great reason. They're winning a ton of games and he's playing very well. And everyone says he struggles throwing the ball. What I saw last night, he had no problems throwing the ball. He threw the ball extremely well when I was watching. So
you missed the first three quarters, then, right?
It was awful.
Well, we got to. Hopefully, we can force them into some bad throws and turnovers. But they're winning. They got a good defense. I know that. So that's what I'll be preparing for all week.
All right. Good luck out in Denver, Tom. We'll talk to you next Monday or Tuesday, I suppose, depending on when you get back.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Take care.